The question is, if God really talked to believers, and in what time and which way?
Okay.
Really want to know.
Does God talk to believers, and at what?
What way?
In what way?
In what time?
At what time? So let's go back to the example here. Okay. Does a mother or dad talk to his child? Of course.
Yes.
Of course.
Yes.
What is God's word? It's God's communication with us. It happens in many different ways. So when I was reading about Samson today, God put in my mind, I don't want to be like that. But he gave us the word so that the Spirit will take it and bring impressions to our mind. And those impressions are his speaking, prompting us, giving us faith sometimes, warning us at other
times.
Remember we read from Peter about the magnificent promises of God's word. What's a promise? Does it ever bring comfort to you? Oh, yeah. My wife's favorite verse is one we read yesterday, where you mount up with wings like eagles. You run and won't get weary. Right? And so those promises is God bringing his truth, his knowledge to us, so we can respond to him. But there's different gifts and different ways that God works among his people. For example, maybe, and sometimes he gives me visions. Now that's not talking, but it's a picture he gives me. It's teaching me something. Not everybody has. So, and God speaks different ways to people. But don't get prideful over how God speaks with you one way and not with someone else. Oh, that's so wrong. Sometimes I want God to speak louder or more. And it's very quiet. I want God to speak. Help me, direct me. Don't worry. He will always speak if he needs to. If you worry, you're being distracted by the evil one. I would just say, slow down. Remember the life force. Stay close to the Lord. Think about his word. Yeah. And at times he will speak. And sometimes in the scripture says, cry out to God. So I gave an example. I was desperate. I cried out to God. And right away, for 2 months, he wasn't speaking. Right away, all of a sudden, he brings a vision in my mind of what he wants. You see, sometimes not speaking, he's trying to see if we really desire him. By being quiet, sometimes he's testing, what is it that you really want.
I down it on my take 6 word ni che ape phaya thakin ga tuk tuke ba lo de so ti che.
Give me more money, I built a big church.
Ko ro pha ga u pa sa mya mya pe ba ti do. So u chi chi sao chi ba de.
It's so easy to ask.
Me down na loe de.
But maybe he says you don't even care for the people inside.
How be a phaya chang chi chi sao pe me tha ba ro me ma yong chi tu pe de shi bi ro ai yong chi tu le ga ya do ma ma sao sao nai ti bu mo la.
And so he waits. And he's helping you to, oh yeah, maybe I should care for him. I need you to visit that person. And then you realize, like God, his vision, not so much for buildings.
But it's the
people of God is his temple. Make them strong. Your question has many answers to
it.
Yeah. And many others you can share also. You
see,
because I have just one perspective. But there, I know God works many ways and speaks
many ways.
And so we started off by sharing two analogies. One is of the seed in life. God speaks through that. He speaks to his creation. The stages of life. He's speaking. He's communicating by the physical example he has.
Yeah.